Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson. By the way, a couple ways you can get at us. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, lots to talk about today, my friend, as we are closer to college and NFL football, but we're also closer to Major League Baseball postseason action. My Brew Crew with a two-game lead now over the Cubbies. The crew keeps on winning. The Cubbies are up and down. I gotta like that, man. Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother?
I am doing good, and the Cubs are doing what the Cubs always do after the 4th of July if they have a lead. But yeah, we got a lot to talk about, man. College football, ASU, open practice this week, NFL training camps are hot and heavy. So yeah, let's get to it. And hey, Luka is $165 million richer as well. So that's a big signing for the Lakers. But there's a lot to talk about, so let's do it.
Yeah, he got in good shape. He got paid, man. Like, it makes some good sense, doesn't it? And they're going to keep that kid around forever. Like, it only makes sense. He's Luka frickin' Doncic, man. He's a great basketball player. So, might as well be in the greatest shape of his life. We got a great show on tap today, by the way. 8:25, we'll talk to Funny Man, Hypnotist, Flip Orley. After that, we'll talk to John Poulter. We'll do some Major League Baseball. Hour 2, J.J. Lippy of the Green Bay Packers will join us, man. So, what a show. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and we usually sprinkle in a few guests. Like I said right before we went to break, Flip Orley, hypnotist, comedian, good friend of mine, in town this weekend, making his way literally all over the circuit of different comedy clubs. And one that you and I just went to, Mike, a couple weeks ago, Desert Ridge Improv. He also does the Tempe Improv. So, guys all over the place. I've known him for a long, long time. So, he's going to stop by in like 10, 15 minutes. After that, we'll talk to John Poulter, a professor of sports. We talk Major League Baseball with him. And we also talk NHL hockey. But it's Major League Baseball time to be talking to John Poulter. And like I said, a little after 9 o'clock, J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, fresh off the scrimmage game and just living the life, the dream of being a professional athlete. I just can't tell you how awesome it is and how fun it is that you and I get to check in with him periodically. So we're going to keep doing that. Speaking of checking in, I want to check in with you because you were able to go check out ASU, the practices, and you've gotten a very up-close and personal look early on. Do you have the same feeling about this team that we saw from last year? Like, that team was just nails. They were tough. They were so much better than everybody expected them to be. So with that being said, you and I both know, everybody knows, expectations change when you play the way that the Sun Devils did last year, right? So with that being said, are you feeling like this is a team that needs to be reckoned with week in and week out, and they have a shot to be in that national championship conversation each and every year that Kenny D is running this program? Where are you on that, my friend?
Well, look, a year ago, we didn't know what we had. I mean, at this point in practice, you know, I think most of the people in town are like, okay, we can get this team can get to like a 7-5, 8-4 kind of thing. We did not see the explosion with the offense and just how good that they eventually became and making it to the college football playoff and losing to Texas in that opening round type of deal. But this is totally different this year. They have, Andy, your school has probably one of the best wide receiver rooms in the country, led by Jordan Tyson. That kid, Andy, at practice, he's made some just ridiculous catches during team time and like 7-on-7 kind of stuff. I mean, it's just disgusting, some of these catches that he's making. Sam Levitt, the quarterback, looks good. You know, and practice can be, you know, practice can be an up and down thing. And the first day of practice was Wednesday, and they opened up and they had a really good practice. Everything just seemed like it was clicking and everything. Thursday, there was a bit of, according to Coach Dillingham, there was a bit of letdown. He goes, it was a good practice if you're an average team. But he goes, we're not an average team. And so we gotta pick it up. And last night, they got back to having a good practice, things clicking, people communicating. There are expectations, and you can feel it when you're at practice. The vibe is different. The feeling that you get from the players is different. What they've been saying in post-game press conferences and stuff. And I'm telling you what, Andy, I mean, you know this already, and any Sun Devil that wants to call themselves a Sun Devil alumni and fan, Kenny Dillingham, every time he opens his mouth and talks to the media, and just his enthusiasm, he's smiling all the time. He's got all sorts of energy. He's going around practice and getting involved in what the linemen are doing, what the receivers are doing, what Sam Levitt and the quarterbacks are doing, defensive line. Like, he's there coaching and he's hands on. As long as Kenny Dillingham is here, the expectations are going to be high. And, you know, through the first few days of practice, you know, overall, it's been a good vibe. It's been good practices. And I think Kenny, we just call him Coach Kenny, and the rest of the team, they just want to build that consistency right now. So when times get tough during the season, and they will get tough, especially in the Big 12 this year, they want to be able to navigate those tough times with the consistency and the chemistry that they're building at practice.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the Sun Devils are coming into this season, right, off of an 11-3 season from last year, if I'm not mistaken. So when you look at that, you have to imagine, or you have to think, that the Arizona State Sun Devils should be a top 25 team, right? And
oh, yeah.
With that being said, you know, you talked about Kenny Dillingham and his energy and this and that and the other. Look, he's got the attention of each and every one of those rooms. And rightfully so, man. The guy came in and made a huge splash right away. You know, it take 2 years for this guy to get this thing rocking and rolling? I mean, at the end of the day, my friend, the trust is there. The belief is there. And we've seen it so many times before. If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will follow, right? So he is – would you call him the ultimate player's coach at this moment in time, where literally it seems like every button he's pushing seems to be the right button? Is that fair?
Oh, it's, yeah, it's completely fair. You hear Kenny and Sam Levitt, his quarterback, walking off the field sometimes, and you can hear their conversation, what they're talking about. Kenny is, I mean, those two are connected at the hip. Sam's telling what he sees, you know, and Kenny's sitting there going, well, why'd you throw here, or why are you throwing there? What did you see that made you want to throw it to this receiver, or to check it down, or, you know, whatever the play was? Those two have a connection that you rarely see between coach and quarterback. And I think a lot of it has to do with just Coach Dillingham's refusal to just be average. He wants this team to be great. He wants this program to be great. He wants Sam Levitt to be great. And he's gonna do whatever it takes to make this team, to make this program as good as humanly possible. And the same can be said for every player on that team, but especially Sam Levitt.
Well, and since you just mentioned Sam Levitt, you know, had a great season last year. Like, let's keep it real.
Yep.
I'm kind of curious why we're not hearing his name being thrown around for a Heisman Trophy this year. Where are you on that?
Well, there is some talk about that, but that's not what they're concentrating on at the moment.
I feel you, but I mean, with the way the kid played last year, bro, I would think he'd be a highly touted guy for the Heisman. We got to take a break. I hear the music. We're going to come back with Flip Orley, funny man, hypnotist. He's here in town this weekend and a good buddy of mine, so keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and you just never know who might be stopping by the show. And right now, none other than good friend of mine, Flip Orley, comedian, entertainer, hypnotist, yeah, just a great guy all around, to be honest with you. Flip, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Can't complain, my friend. It's been a minute since we've last spoken to you, but you're touring once again. You're getting out and about. I love it. I got to tell you, man. I truly love your show. It's freaking amazing because the way you get people to do crazy stuff is absolutely insane. But before we get too much into that, man, I want to catch up. How you been? What's been going on?
You know, actually, and this is really uncharted territory for me, I'm doing really well. I'm not used to saying that, but I'm not used to that being true. But I'll make a long story short. I worked with a gal. She was a comedian like 35 years ago. And then she became a touring headliner, and she toured for 30 years. She retired in 2019, lives in Florida, and one day she called me up in February about a date, not to see each other socially, but for work. And we started talking, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, now she's my manager. And then we started talking about just sort of the direction I wanted to go in. And so now I'm, as the kids say these days, I am transitioning.
What are you transitioning to is my question, man.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I'm transitioning from comedy clubs into theaters.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. So does that mean bigger audiences?
Yeah, I think the theaters that she is contacting will continue to contact are between like 500 to 3,000 seats.
Holy cow. So just out of curiosity, like, you know, the thing about most of the clubs that I've ever seen you at, which would be the Tempe Improv, and I know you did the Desert Ridge Improv this time, I believe for your first time. I was there just a couple few weeks ago myself. Pretty nice club. What's the biggest difference between performing in like a, you know, a smaller setting like that versus the theater setting?
So, okay, there's actually a number of differences. And don't get me wrong, I've been in comedy clubs my entire adult life. I started doing clubs when I was 18 years old. I love them. I've had an amazing time touring the country. However, theaters, first of all, typically have much bigger stages, so I can get more volunteers up there. I have more room to do things. They usually have a better lighting system. In many cases, comedy clubs around the country get like a glorified door guy, and they make them the sound and light person, and they're okay, but they're not really trained. And then beyond that, like a lot of comedy clubs do two shows on Friday, two on Saturday, so I'm really limited by time, how much time I can do. So when you get into a theater, you've got a big stage, more volunteers, a big lighting grid, great sound, a really qualified sound and light person, and I can do a 2.5-3 hour show. Which
wow.
Really is my preference, to be honest with you. So, you know, I have nothing bad to say about comedy clubs, and I've loved doing them. And, you know, I'm sure I'll do a few here and there, but the theater setting really is a much better setting for my show.
And real quick, before Mike, you jump in, you can check Flip out here tonight at the Tempe Improv, one show, 8 p.m. Get your tickets online. Flip, do you have a website that people can get tickets through you?
Not that you can get tickets. I mean, I've got a website. Oh, by the way, I think tonight's show, since it's Sunday, they made it early. So I think we're 6 o'clock.
Oh, but, it's 6 o'clock? Okay.
I think so.
I thought I read on here. No, you know what? You know what, Flip? You're letting me realize how old I'm getting, my friend. I mistaked that 6 for an 8, for crying out loud. So I'm telling people 2 hours after the show starts. So you better hope you get the theater version versus the comedy club version if you're gonna listen to me. But no, 6 p.m. tonight at the Tempe Improv. Get your tickets. I've got it right here. All you have to do is flip. You just gotta punch up Flip Orley any way you want, and it tells you all kinds of information about where Flip is performing. So tonight, 6 p.m. one show at the Tempe Improv. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead, my friend.
No, Flip, it's great to talk to you. My question would simply be this. You know, you said you got into stand-up at 18. Who did you have any comedy heroes that you're like, you know, I want to kind of be like this guy or this lady. So did you have any heroes in the comedy world as you got started?
You know, I don't think I ever wanted to be like anyone, but I definitely had heroes. And, you know, and when I was in elementary school, I was listening to George Carlin albums, Cheech and Chong, Bob Newhart, for goodness sakes, Alan Sherman. So I've always really geared towards comedy. I would constantly watch, I think on PBS, if I'm not mistaken, the Monty Python shows and Benny Hill's and Two Ronnies. And yeah. So I just had a real penchant for comedy. But there was no one I ever said, I want to do a show like theirs or I want to be like them. Although I've learned, you know, I used to go watch comedy 7 nights a week and just really learn by watching comics, how they weave the story together and how they use callbacks and running gags. And then also learned that, you know, the funny thing is a lot of people, when they think about going to comedy, they're like, I was really funny in high school and I made my friends laugh. And that may be true. But when I started going to comedy clubs, what I realized is you have a comic getting in front of strangers every night of the week. And what they have to do is they have to make strangers suddenly get on board with their personality, with the way they tell a story, the kind of sense of humor they have. And it's not the same thing as telling friends jokes because, you know, they have all that history together. So if I can say one word to you as a buddy and you might laugh hysterically, I say that same word on stage and people look at me like I'm an idiot. Right. So it was great comedy training, watching how people got an audience to start sort of figuring it out and getting on board, following along with that comic's timing and sense of humor and the whole shoot and match.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the voice of Flip Orley performing tonight. One show left to see him here in town in Phoenix, Arizona at the Tempe Improv, 6 p.m. I've known Flip for, God, 20 years or something like that. It's been a long, long time. So what's been going on in Louisiana, man? Like, talk to us about Louisiana a little bit. I know that's where you're living. And you did you drive all the way from Louisiana to here, my friend, or what?
Yeah, you know, I've flown over 3 million air miles. And in 2020, when the pandemic hit, I got really annoyed. And I decided I wasn't going to fly anymore. So I don't think I've flown since 2020. I drive everywhere. And, you know, I mean, it's longer, it's more cumbersome, but in many respects, it's easier. I see more of the country. And I don't have to be in airports or airplanes, which I no longer enjoy.
I dig it, man. I dig that. That's awesome.
Louisiana is interesting. I've been having some really bad luck. I think with my medical care in Louisiana. I went to my doctor just for an annual checkup, and he combined with a bunch of other doctors, and now he's got this really big practice. So I'm waiting for them to call me back, and they finally do, and then they bring me to an area where they're going to take blood, which is the first thing they normally do, but it's not just going to see the phlebotomist. You're waiting in a whole different waiting area. And so I was there for a while, and this gal came walking through, and she's like, Felipe. And nobody looked up, and she's like, Felipe. And so I got up and I walked behind her, And I saw that my name was on the chart. So she goes, Felipe. And I go, no, ma'am, that's way too exotic. Just ratchet it back. And she goes, what? And I go, ratchet it back. She's like, Felipe? And I go, ma'am, what are the letters of the first name? And she goes, F-L-I-P. And I go, right, just do that. And she goes, Felipe? And I go, okay. She goes, is it you? I go, yeah. She goes, well, what's your name? I go, I'm not telling you. Like, it's right in front of you. So I go, have you tossed a coin in the air to see if it goes heads or tails? And she goes, yeah. I go, what do you call that? She goes, well, you flip a coin. And I go, right, do that. So this
That's
went on
hilarious.
For, it went on for 3 minutes. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. So then I finally go, have you ever made pancakes? And she goes, yeah. And I go, you know, like when one side's done, but the top side's kind of doughy? And she goes, yeah. I go, how do you fix that? She goes, well, you flip. And then she got really annoyed. She goes, are you flip? And I go, yeah.
That's hilarious.
So I thought she was going to just walk me back. Turns out she was my phlebotomist. Right? So now she's looking really pissed, and she's coming at me with a needle, and I'm thinking, well, I probably made a mistake there. And anyway, long story short, that was over 2 weeks ago, and the bruise has not yet healed.
That's hysterical. That's amazing. Yeah. So what have you been doing while you've been in town, my friend? I know you know a lot of people. I know you know a lot of places. So what have you been – well, you know what? I hear that music. Do you got a few minutes that you can come in on with us on the other side, Flip?
Of course. I'd love to.
All right, cool. So we'll keep Flip Orley on the other next segment, and I'll ask him what he's been doing here in Phoenix, Arizona, while he's been here. I know. When did you get here, by the way? Was it Wednesday?
I actually blew into town on Monday.
Holy cow. Guy's been here all week, man. That's insane. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break real quick. We'll come back and keep talking with hypnotist, funny man, good friend of mine, Flip Orley, on the other side. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and you get a little treat because you just never know who we have stopping by. Right now we're talking to Flip Orley, comedian, funny man, hypnotist, friend of mine. A little bit after 9 o'clock we will catch up with JJ Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, and talk to him about the scrimmage game and what's going on at camp and all that good stuff. But I think I asked you a quick question before we got to break there, Flip, and I know you got to town now that you told me you got here on Monday. So just out of curiosity, when did you leave? Did you leave on Saturday to get here on Monday? Is it what, 14-hour drive? Did you do that straight? I don't know if we... Okay,
just
go ahead.
Texas. Yeah, just no, I mean, it's a 20-hour drive. It's 1,400 miles. So I left Sunday morning and I got here Monday around 5 p.m., I think.
All right. Not so bad. Not so bad.
Yeah, not but, horrible.
And you so do I, that by... Do you do it by yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, now, when I start... I'm starting to do theaters in September, and when I do that, my manager's going to go with me. He's also going to do the lights and sound, and then I'm bringing my 90-pound German Shepherd. So it's going to be more of a thing. But
so wait. So you travel... I know you have that dog, actually. I know you. I've seen so many different posts you've made about your dog. I've got a Siberian Husky, by the way. So we got that love for animals in common. So you are traveling. You travel with your dog too?
I don't, but I will become September 13th. Yeah.
I love it. I love it, man. So, and just out of curiosity, would you be bringing the dog to the show with you too?
Well, I mean, tempting, because then I can probably write off her vet bills.
I mean, that's like you're bringing your protection with you, kind of, too, right? Like, nobody's going to mess with you with the German Shepherd there.
Well, yeah, and she's not a small girl. She's a really big dog. And, you know, it's so funny, because she is very, very aggressive. But what people don't know, so she's really scary, but she's trying to thrust her love on you, like she really likes people, but yeah. She does it in such a way where people are really kind of fearful, which I love, actually.
Yeah, you know, me being a dog lover myself, I totally understand exactly where you're coming from. When big dogs want your attention, they're gonna get it. Like that's just the way it is. They're gonna get on top of you. They're gonna whine at you. They're gonna annoy you. They're gonna do something so that you just can't avoid them anymore. Like, for instance, I'll give you a great. This is a true story. It happened this morning. Okay,
right.
I walk out of the bedroom this morning. I'm coming into the Dorf on Sports Studios. Right, I get into the studio. My dog is waking up. He's stretching out, he's getting unwound a little bit, and he looks at me and he says, "Wait a second, we haven't done our normal cuddle session." So what does he do? He jumps up on the couch and he like waves me over. He like literally waves me over, right? So then after that, he realizes that the second half of his family isn't here, which is his mom. So what does he do? He goes to the bed and he sits by the side of the bed and he starts whining at mom to get out of bed and get up. And then mom says to me, she says, "You know what? He doesn't let anybody sleep. As soon as somebody's up, he comes and he wakes everybody else up in the house." And that is exactly the truth, man. So you probably have all kinds of comedy from your dog, right? Like, I'm not even kidding, don't you?
Not on stage, but yeah, with my friends. Because I actually said, I love my dog. Don't get me wrong. I love my dog, but I say horrible things about my dog. And so my friends get my sense of humor and they'll think it's funny. I think if I did it on stage, I would be canceled.
Yeah, you never know. You just never know. Again, hanging out with Flip Orley at the Tempe Improv, one last show here in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, it's Tempe, Arizona, but one last show in the great state of Arizona at the Tempe Improv, 6 p.m. tonight. Go ahead, Mike. I know you want to jump in. Go ahead.
Flip, you know, since, you know, you do your comedy with hypnosis and the whole thing, I just want to know, to you, over the years, what's been the funniest thing that's happened with this hypnosis that a person did on stage that you weren't exactly expecting to happen?
There have been a lot of wonderful moments, and the ones that were weirdest in most cases probably were my fault, and they were early on in my career and kind of learning moments. One of the weirdest deals, you know how the Utah Jazz play the Phoenix Suns, right? So years ago, the Utah Jazz Booster Club came to town, and I got hired to do a show for them. So, and they were wonderful. I had great volunteers. It was a lot of fun. And one of the bits I chose to do was to make all the people on stage really young, like 5-6 years old. And one guy about 90 years old, and the 90-year-old was this crotchety, angry, bitter man who played Santa Claus in the mall every year. Not because he liked kids or liked Christmas. He just needed the money. So I played the part of the elf, and I get this one guy. Guy's like 35 years old, 6'1", maybe 220 pounds. But he feels like, acts like he's 5 years old. And I'm like, "You want to sit on Santa's lap?" And he's like, "Yeah, I want to sit on Santa's lap." So I bring him over, and the guy plunks down on Santa. Santa cusses him out, which I didn't see coming. And then this guy stood up and he goes, "I hate you, Santa." And before I could stop him, he reared back, kicked Santa in the shin as hard as he could. Whoa. Now, this is like a 30-plus-year-old guy who kicks another guy like in the shin really, really hard. And I'm like, "Oh, wow." Like, note to self, I didn't see that coming. Anyway, fast forward, I found out two things after the show. First of all, the wife of the guy who kicked Santa came up to me laughing hysterically. And she goes, "I was just at a family reunion with my husband's family, and it turns out when he was like 5-6 years old, when he got mad at people, he used to kick them as hard as he could." So that was amazing. Then someone came up and told me, they go, "You know the guy that played Santa Claus and cussed out that kid?" And I go, "Yeah." And they go, "Yeah, he's the deacon in the Mormon church." I'm like,
that's wild. Like, sometimes this stuff writes itself, right? Like, you sometimes it's right there for you, and you just got to run with it, don't you?
Oh, every night. I'll set up a situation, and then I'll step back and watch what happens. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know. Again, hanging out with Flip Orley, you can see him one more time here at the Tempe Improv, 6 p.m. tonight. So, what have you been doing while you've been in town, man? I mean, you know this place like the back of your hand. So, what kinds of things have you been doing all week while you've been here?
So, okay, I don't know if people listening know this, and if you're outside of Arizona, you may not even know what I'm talking about. But did you know that in Arizona, that in Mexican restaurants, the cheese crisp is made nowhere else in the country? Just like Arizona, that's it. Everybody else, you explain what it is, they go, yeah, a quesadilla. It's like, no, it's not a quesadilla, it's a cheese crisp, and nobody gets it. So when I got to town on Monday, I went to a Mexican food restaurant, and I hadn't had one in years, so I ordered a cheese crisp, and I was absolutely thrilled. And then when I was done, I realized I had remembered that I'm lactose intolerant. So I spent Monday and Tuesday in the fetal position. So, those are my first 2 days here.
So you were able to make it to your first show by Wednesday then, correct, right?
I had finally kind of finished up with whatever my body was unhappy with by Wednesday. Good to go. Then, Thursday, I went and I bought, have you heard of those Meta glasses?
No.
They're like AI glasses. I guess Meta, which is Facebook, teamed with Ray-Ban and I think another company or whatever, and they're pretty amazing. So they Bluetooth to your phone, and then you can, you know, listen to music or send texts or make phone calls. You can even look at stuff and go, Meta, what am I looking at? And it will tell you. They're pretty amazing. So I bought those Thursday morning. I wore them all day. Well, I don't know why. They made me sick. So I spent Thursday on my back, hoping I could recover because I was dizzy and nauseous. So I recovered about the time for showtime. And then Friday morning, I went back and I returned them. So I've mostly been, you know, doing shows and laying in bed feeling really horrible.
So is there maybe like a time frame that you're supposed to wear them? Like, were you wearing them? You wore them all day. Maybe that had a little something to do with the chaos that ensued, right? Or no?
Well, yeah, probably. But you know what? If they can't handle my schedule, I don't need to own them.
I agree with you. But you know, maybe there was like a fine print that said, you know, only wear for a couple hours at a time or something like that. I don't know.
You know, maybe, or truthfully, probably I should have worn them like 15 minutes the first day and 20 minutes the second. Like, I probably should have kind of worked my way into it. But, you know, I mean, they were $350, and I thought for $350, they need to go to work right now. That's not a part-time job. That is a full-time job. But
I almost
couldn't do the show Thursday night. I was that sick. It was horrible.
So what did you think? What have you thought of the different comedy clubs? Just out of your thoughts, because I just was at the Desert Ridge Improv, and I thought it's a nice, pretty solid room. I mean, but your thoughts? Well, you're making the tour, so what do you think?
So I was brought in last minute because someone got sick and had to cancel Memorial Day weekend at Stand Up Live, which is downtown. And then I did Desert Ridge Wednesday, Thursday this week, and I'm doing Tempe Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I've done all three, and I've got to be honest. Now, my week is already almost done, so I'm not saying this to try to get a booking, and I'm not trying to kiss anybody's butts. Here in Phoenix, they do the clubs really, really, really well, and I like all three clubs a lot. And if more clubs around the country were like these three, I don't know that I would have thought to get into theaters. But a lot of clubs around the country really are not, they're not done well, and they're not fun to work. But Tempe is an emotional favorite of mine because I've been working there since 1991.
Yeah.
But all three clubs here are owned by the same people, and they do a really, really good job. And I enjoy all three of them, actually.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. I've been involved with the Improv for... God, you're dating me, man. I'm almost as long as you. As you said, 91. I've been involved since around 96, my friend. So,
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's a great. Hey, we love the atmosphere. You know, I mean, as you know, I've seen you, I've talked to you, I've met you, we've hung out so many times. It's a great atmosphere. And what I love about comedians in general is that you guys are real. You know, it's you've had some real struggles in your life, and you've had to deal with adversity. And you know what? You're just like myself. Like we've all had to deal with adversity. So I think I've been able to relate to people like you really, really well, because we're all on the same page, man. We're out here trying to entertain people, and we're trying to have a good time, right?
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I've been on stage again since I'm 18. So I think probably since the pandemic, but really in the last year or so, I've been really, really nostalgic about my career. And, you know, one day it dawned on me, it's like everything that's happened in my life, good and bad, has happened as a result of being a comic and a hypnotist. And so I talk about it on stage, and when you talk about the, you know, the trials and tribulations and the adversity, and I'm like, you know, this happened, that happened. And I look at the audience and go, my five divorces because I'm a comedian. And they look at me, and then I go, 5 divorces, ladies and gentlemen, good or bad? And then I saw he yells out, bad. I'm like, yep, but good for material.
Absolutely. You know? Flip, as always, so great catching up with you, my friend. Have a great time tonight, and I'll try to stop by if I can, okay?
Oh, I'd love to see you. That'd be great. Thank you.
Flip Orley, comedian, hypnotist, friend of mine. You can see him tonight. One last chance, 6 p.m. at the Tempe Improv. We got to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and we spoke to Flip Orley, funny man, hypnotist, friend of mine. He is at the Tempe Improv, made his way around the comedy clubs this weekend here in the Valley of the Sun. And, you know, every now and then, brother, you know, when a friend of mine is going to be in town, you know, you and I are going to talk to them. It's just the way it goes. And you know, you bring me along sometimes for the ride. I bring you along sometimes for the ride, right? Like that's what friends do, Mike.
Absolutely.
Look, we haven't talked a lot of sports yet today. We're going to. Hour two is going to be absolutely power-packed. We're lucky enough to have J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, jumping on with us in about 14 minutes or so. Definitely looking forward to talking to him about what's happening at camp, the scrimmage, and just the life that he's living right now. Like, it's just good stuff. I also want to get into some other things with you, maybe some other NFL talk and maybe even some baseball talk. We didn't have John today. He had a show to get to, and he and I just didn't connect earlier throughout the week, but we did connect a little bit ago, and he let me know that today just wasn't going to work out, so that's why we're able to keep Flip a little bit longer. But hour one's in the books, my friend. Hour two on the horizon. And J.J. Lippe. So I hope you're excited, Mike.
Oh, let's get to it, man. I'm all fired up.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. And like I said, a little intro, then J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, will be joining us, and we'll get the skinny of what's happening at Packers camp. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Breaking news out of the NFL as Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin, frustrated with negotiations and a contract extension, now requesting a trade. McLaurin did hold out for the first 4 days of training camp and then reported. Another player in the NFL frustrated with contract negotiations includes Dallas Cowboys' Micah Parsons, now rumored to be considering requesting a trade. On the court, NBA action as the New York Knicks forward Mikal Bridges agreeing to a 4-year, $150 million contract deal with the franchise. A single game on the WNBA scoreboard, the Valkyries on the road defeat the Mystics in a close matchup, winning 68-67. Some Major League Baseball standings for you. The Blue Jays on top of the American League East. Out of the AL Central, Tigers take the number one spot, and in the West for the American League, Astros are at the top. Out of the National League in the East, the Mets take the number one spot. The Central, the Brewers at the number one spot with the Cubs close behind. And in the West, Dodgers out on top lead the pack in the National League West. Want more sports content? Well, make sure you're following at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram. And go ahead and go online and visit our website at sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports is 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball passed yesterday, and while the buzz should be about who got the most for their stretch run, one of the big topics baseball is facing is gambling. Manuel Clase of the Cleveland Guardians, one of the premier relief pitchers in baseball, was thought to be part of a possible blockbuster trade over the last 48 hours, but instead sits under a spotlight with fellow Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz. What Clase allegedly did was waste at least two first pitches in a pitch sequence for balls over two games and an irregular betting pattern on the prop bet involving those pitches raised red flags, as it did for Ortiz. What are prop bets? They are specific bets on single events in a game, just like Will the first play of the Cowboys-Eagles game be a pass or a run? And while the Wild West of sports gambling seems to be as common as a cold beer and a hot dog at a game, many people disagree on whether legalized sports betting is good or bad for sports. The league feels it'll help them police their sports even better than before, and that betting has always been around. It's been sportsbooks who have alerted leagues of past scandals when those irregular betting patterns take place, as they did with the 1994 Arizona State basketball point-shaving scandal. Others argue picking winners and losers is one thing, but prop bets are the biggest threat to the integrity of sports ever. Major League Baseball isn't going to keep two players, one a bona fide star, out for any extended period without good reason, especially as the trade deadline comes and goes and the stretch run approaches. You are innocent until proven guilty, but if you are found guilty of betting, no matter a prop bet or a win-lose wager, you should be banned from sports immediately. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get a little bit of me, Andy Dorf, and tons to talk about in the sports world, whether it's Major League Baseball, as we're pushing through the season to see who's making it, who's not making it. We got NFL football starting already. The preseason is here. The regular season right around the corner. College football, which is my partner's bread and butter. It's happening all around us. He's been at ASU practices and things along those lines. He went to Big 12 media days in Dallas, man. The guy's all over the freaking map. So I appreciate you, Mike Wilson. I appreciate you, man. You ready to rock and roll this hour or what, bro?
Yeah, let's get to it, man. Hey, NFL, we got a couple of guys requesting trades, big name guys that are requesting trades. So it's certainly getting interesting in the NFL.
Yeah, with Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys situation, and then Terrible Terry there with the co-commanders. And you know what? Rightfully so, bro. Pay those dudes. They are huge pieces of what the heck y'all do. So why in the heck wouldn't you pay those guys? And the way that they deal with people in Dallas,
Are you kidding me? Come on now. The way that Steve Jones was talking, it's atrocious, man. It's atrocious. So, yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you. All right, on the other side, J.J. Lippy, member of the Green Bay Packers, going to join us. We'll talk to him everything Green Bay, baby. That's right. Everything Green Bay for the next 10, 12, 15, however long he wants to talk about it, to be honest with you. All right, man, I got to take a break. I'm getting crazy. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Alrighty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a lot of Andy Dorf, but more importantly, we try to bring you some of the best people, whether it's in comedy, whether it's in sports, whether it's just about anything. We pretty much have you covered. So earlier we talked to Flip Orley, who is in town this weekend at the Tempe Improv, one final show tonight. Good friend of mine. I've seen him many, many times. If you have never been to a show, people, and you're listening here in the Valley of the Sun, go check them out. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Speaking of that, you're not going to be disappointed right now, because we have none other than J.J. Lippy, member of the Green Bay Packers, joining us to talk about the scrimmage game, to talk about what's going on at Green Bay Packers camp, and just to get the skinny on what's going on with J.J. Good morning, JJ. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
It's another day in paradise, man. You know, I mean, it's only 100 and stupid out here, so we're not mad about anything. But at the end of the day, look, we're talking to you, and I know you just had the Green Bay Packers scrimmage game. Talk a little bit about what it feels like to be on that field and the atmosphere and just the ambiance of being at Lambeau Field, my friend, because not many people outside of the great state of Wisconsin understand what kind of a privilege it is to be in that stadium, number one, but to be playing on that field in that stadium. You, my friend, are getting that opportunity. So talk to us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. That's definitely the most amount of people I've ever played practice in front of. I think there was like 65,000 last night there. So that was a really cool tradition that they've done for years. And did my first Lambeau leap. It was an epic fail. That wall was way higher than you think. So that wasn't great. But other than that, it was just it was a great atmosphere. I mean, just being able to play in front of all those fans and then just, you know, being a kid that grew up being a Packer fan, and then all of a sudden it's a surreal moment that you're out there. Yeah, it was crazy, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
As you should, my friend. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JJ, good morning. You're a young guy starting your career out. So far, and all you've experienced, what are three things that you learned that maybe surprised you, or that you've kind of picked up on, a vet has given you advice on, but three things that you've learned so far being with the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I think one of the first things was, like, I knew the game was going to get faster, but I didn't realize how fast it was going to get. So that was something that I had to pick up really early, is just the speed of the game. It's completely different from college. So that was definitely one thing. Another thing is that, like, you know, you don't really have that time like you have in college to, like, develop. It's more so, like, you got to do it now. So it's more so, like, just trying to find the consistency and trying to find, you know, that consistency in your play so that you're not making the same mistake twice and all that. So, like, that's definitely been, like, really a difficult task and challenge of trying to do that. And then just being a pro. I mean, an off day during training camp in the NFL is like you're literally off. You don't have to come to the facility if you don't want to. And like in college, an off day was completely different. And so, like, you know, you're in charge of taking care of your body and watching the film and all that stuff. So it's a lot more of being a pro in that way. So I would say, like, that's definitely been like the difference. And it's kind of weird not having so many meetings and stuff on an off day and all that stuff. So I'd say probably those three things.
That's the voice of J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, you mentioned three things, okay? And I wrote them down. I'm taking my notes while we're doing this. Speed of the game. If I remember correctly, when we first had you on, I mentioned about the different speeds of the game, you know, high school to college, college to the NFL. It's like, it's absolutely freaking insane. Like, let's keep it real here, because all three of us, you being a player, Mike and I being, you know, analysts of what we're doing, we've all been on the field, okay? So I've watched the speed of the game. And it's almost like this, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. High school football is moving backwards, okay? College football is taking slow steps forward, right? NFL football is in, like, frickin' warp speed. You know, the game just moves so much quicker. The way that they move the chains, the way that guys come on and off the field. So to your point, there is so much of a learning curve at each different level, right? And I think it's extremely important to have all of the knowledge that you've taken along the way, because you know what? You're going to get even a little bit more as you keep moving forward, right? But is that kind of a fair analysis with how fast the game is? high school football is almost like it's going backwards, okay? College football, you're moving a little bit forward, but you think that's a huge jump from high school to college, right? And then now you're moving forward in the NFL, and it's like literally, it's so much faster. It's almost like you're playing a different game, even though it's the same game. Am I onto something, JJ?
Yeah, no, you're definitely onto something. I mean, I think even when I was first playing in college from high school, I mean, that speed of the game is just that much quicker. And I think it's on steroids with how much quicker it is now from college to the NFL because, you know, everybody's good, like, on the NFL team. You know, in college, you sometimes got those people that, you know, they're solid players, but they're not necessarily, like, spectacular. But in the NFL, like, everybody was their best player at their college, respectively, where they came from. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy in that sense. And then, like, I know, especially for me and the rookies, like, learning the playbook and everything on top of it, your mind's just racing. So it's even, like, another speed that adds to the game, because it's, like, you're trying to learn these plays. And in these plays, there's five different plays. And then you have to go do it full speed at a different speed than what you've been doing in college. So I think it just adds another level of speed that not a lot of people think about. It's just the mind games of it, and trying to just pick up on everything. Because in college, you know, you know your playbook very well and the speed very well, so then you can start playing even faster. And, like, right now, it's like you got to find that again by just learning the playbook.
Again, the voice of J.J. Lippe, Green Bay Packers offensive lineman, joining us here. And, you know, I also realize, and again, you're out there, and you know how the unit works, okay? But we watch the unit, and we're seeing how things develop. And ultimately, I hate to say this. Well, I don't hate to say this, but I used to love when Mike and I would go and watch Sun Devil football, and we'd actually go to the roof, okay? Because you could literally look, you're looking straight down at the field, right? And you have such a bird's eye view of all of the action that's happening, and you can see so much developing from every little position, right? And I know that this is true, okay? When you talk about football and you talk about other sports, I think what makes football unique is the fact that there's 11 dudes out there on the field, and each 11 guy, all 11 of you have an assignment, right? And if you blow your assignment, you know what? Somebody's going to look like a fool, right? So is there a game, in your opinion, that is more unique in the sense of you have to be one cohesive unit, all on the same page, like you do on an NFL football field, a college football field, even a high school football field? All of you guys have to be on the exact same page, correct?
Yeah, everybody's got to be on the exact same page. And if you're not, then, you know, fans will see it. Everybody will see it. The coaches will see it. Your players will see it. I think you hit it on the nail. I don't think there's any other sport where you all 11 players have to be on the same page and doing the same thing that they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah, I think you hit the head on the nail.
You know, it's like, you know, in basketball, like, I mean, come on, LeBron can take a game over, Steph can take a game over, Yanni can take a game over, right? Like, it doesn't really happen like that in the NFL. Yeah, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Jay Love is going to get all kinds of credit, right, from what they do, but it's the other 10 guys that actually made it possible for them to look like that, right?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, yeah, obviously you got, you know, you're very spectacular players in the NFL and everything, but yeah, there is a lot of you know, team aspect of the game and stuff and whatever, but, you know, also too, I mean, sometimes players do make plays when another player messes up, so, like, sometimes you got that, but the majority of the time, it's, yeah, all 11's got to be on the same page.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, man. Look, let's take a quick break. Do you got a little bit more time? Can we keep you for another segment, JJ?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we're going to continue the conversation with JJ Lippy on the other side, because there's at least a couple more things that I got to get to with the development and the consistency that you were talking about, being a pro. And you know what? We just got to have a little fun, too. We can't keep it all X's and O's. So we'll have a little fun here, too. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorfman. We're hanging out with Green Bay Packer offensive lineman JJ Lippy right here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Hanging out with JJ Lippy, offensive lineman who plays for the Green Bay Packers here on the program. By the way, if you want, you could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can get at us on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfman Sports. Facebook, Dorfman Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfman Sports there. All right, so JJ, got to ask you a quick question about how things are going, obviously with the camp and how you're coming along and progressing with your skills. You talked a little bit about development and consistency. Obviously, you get that through playing and just keep going each and every day, working at your craft and getting better and better at it. How do you feel you are coming along thus far through camp this far?
Yeah, I think I've been doing a good job of trying to improve every day. I think, you know, at first, just what I've been kind of realizing is that rookies kind of go through a little bit of a transition period when training camp starts, because it's just a lot thrown at you. But I think that my head's finally above water, and like the whole playbook's already installed, so it's just more so like just going back and trying to remember things and making sure that I can start playing faster, which it seems like the speed of the game has definitely slowed down a lot. And, you know, I think I've been pretty proud of myself for being able to improve on just something each and every day. I tried just going to practice with trying to get 1% better. I've done that in college, and it seems to help me a lot here too. So, no, I think I'm just enjoying the moment and enjoying playing and having fun out there too. It's just something that I've tried to be consistent with and not get too down on myself on if I have a bad play or not too.
JJ, once again, good to talk to you. Two questions for you here. One, what's it like watching Jordan Love? Like Jordan Love have his, you know, people love him, he has his detractors, but you're sitting there in practice watching him do certain things. What impresses you the most? And then the same question about the same question goes for your head coach, Matt LaFleur. I'm a big Matt LaFleur guy. I love LaFleur and what he's brought to that team and that organization. But what impresses you most about both those guys?
Yeah, I mean, for Jay Love, I mean, it's just his leadership is something that, you know, is really just, you know, you see it every day. And what's crazy is, like, you know, me being an undrafted guy, like, he'll come up to me and just have a conversation with me. Like, he doesn't care who you are. Like, he'll just go and talk to whoever he wants to. And it's not like he's trying to highball you or anything. So his leadership value's there. And then just also, like, just watching him play. I mean, if you guys go turn on the tape, I mean, he's a quarterback that's making plays that I've never seen in my life before, just in person. And it's really special to see that. And it's really crazy to see that. And then Coach LaFleur, I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, he pushes to get everything out of you. He always wants the best for you. He always wants the best for the team, and he always preaches team first. So, you know, both of the guys, it's amazing. It's awesome to be around them, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be around them, because, I mean, both of them are going to go down in the NFL history of, you know, some of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, it behooves Jordan to come up to you every now and again and, you know, keep you on his good side, because you're going to be protecting him. So I think, you know, the offensive lineman and the quarterback, like, y'all got to be super tight, man, when you think about it, right? Because at the end of the day, you're protecting his back, and he knows that you guys are what's in front of him, keeping those defensive linemen from ripping his damn face to the ground, right? Like, so at the end of the day, y'all better have a great relationship, and you guys better like each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what's everywhere. I mean, we've always had a great relationship with any quarterback, every offensive lineman I've been a part of, and not even just Jordan. I mean, Malik Willis, Sean Clifford, and even Taylor, just everybody that's in the quarterback room. It's just funny. We always have jokes and stuff that we always say to each other and everything, and yeah, I think it's very important to have that relationship, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're protecting him, and we got to put trust in him that we're going to have the right calls on the line of scrimmage, and he's going to give us the right calls and everything too. So, yeah.
Another guy that you're going to have to do some protecting and creating some holes for would be good old Josh Jacobs. And at the end of the day, he had a huge impact on the Green Bay Packers last year, and I think this year could be actually better for him. And I think Jordan has a great year too. Now with the additions of the rookie wide receiver and just guys that can, you know, stretch the field a little bit. But talk a little bit about Josh Jacobs and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, same with, like, just talking about Jordan Love and the leadership. That's something that comes to my mind when I speak of Josh. I mean, talk about the most humble human being that you'll ever meet. I mean, he took out all the rookies to go bowling, and he just, it was on his dollar. And, you know, he just wanted to build that relationship with us and, like, build that the vets to rookies, like, bridge right there. And, like, just talking to him. Like, I sat down and had lunch with him just, what was it, like, 2 days ago in the cafeteria. And, like, just I was just asking him questions because why not? You know, not a lot of opportunities – not a lot of times you get that opportunity to talk to somebody like that. And just talking to him and just hearing his life story and just the different experiences he's had with the other NFL teams and, like, how grateful it is to just put on that G every day and go to practice and being in these facilities is just, it's something truly special. And then just hearing him and how he talks about things and stuff, it's just like, he's such a humble guy. And, you know, it just makes me want to block for him that much more, you know? So,
yeah.
I think everybody here is just, we just have a lot of great guys. And it's, that's something that I'm kind of like blown away by is how great these guys are just talking to them. And, you know, not a lot of them are, you know, trying to highball you because, you know, they're making this kind of money and whatever, or this kind of star level. They're all just really just humble guys, and I think that's the best word to use.
Pretty cool stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
Jordan, we're kind of up against the break a little bit here. We're getting to it. So real quick, you're an offensive lineman. Who, in your opinion, is the best offensive lineman of all time and why?
Joe Thomas, because of how he was able to play that many years in that consecutive games, because doing something like that is unheard of, especially with how violent the sport is up front.
All right, so with that being said, then who's the greatest defensive lineman that you've ever thought of?
Oh, defensive lineman. Aaron, you got to go Aaron Donald. I mean, okay. What he was able to do at that position, speed, power, everything, and being able to be that big of a disruptor, I would definitely say Aaron Donald.
You know what? It's almost shocking to me that you didn't mention one particular guy that actually graced the field for the Green Bay Packers. And Reggie, you know, White. Where I'm going. I'm you fine. Know where I'm going, and it's Reggie White, man. Like that's, you know, like that right there. That guy, I grew up watching him, so gives you a little perspective on how old I am. And I never saw anybody do anything like what Reggie White did. You know what I'm saying? So hey, I know you guys have a game coming up. The first preseason game, right? You play the Jets. So
yep.
What are your expectations for the first real taste of NFL football?
Just give everything I got. Enjoy the moment. Don't make the moment too big. At the end of the day, it's a child's game, so go out there and have fun. So that's really how I'm looking at it.
I love it, man. I think you have such a great attitude. I think you're going about this 1,000% correct. And you are living in the moment, JJ, and we're just squirrels trying to live in your world, man. And I'm enjoying getting to know you, and I just can't wait to see what you do throughout your career, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll catch up with you maybe after your first taste of some real football. How does that sound?
Let's do it. I'm so down.
All right, my friend. Have a great day, JJ. We'll catch up with you after you guys take care of business against the Jets.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
JJ Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I got my partner over there moaning and groaning. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and just got done talking to J.J. Lippe, offensive lineman, plays for the Green Bay Packers. First and foremost, man, what a great kid, okay? The fact that he talks to you and I on a somewhat regular basis, he's a professional athlete, he's living out his best life, he's living out his childhood dream, and you can just hear it, at least I can, I don't know if you can, but I can hear it in his voice. He is excited about this opportunity, and it's going to be fun for us to be able to go along this journey with him, right? Like, you know, we talk to him on a somewhat frequent basis, and I don't think that's going to change. I truly don't. I think JJ is a quality young man, and I'm rooting for him, man. I don't know about you, but I not only because he plays for the Green Bay freaking Packers, which is my squad, but I'm rooting for him, the person, because I truly, truly like him. He is a good quality kid, and I wish him nothing but happiness, success, and lots of good happening throughout his whole lifetime. So lucky that we get the opportunity to check in with him occasionally. Let's get back into this, man. Where do you want to go? We don't have a lot of time left. It's been a quick show once again. I'll give you an opportunity to let me know what direction you want to go. If you want to change directions, otherwise I would stick in the NFL and I would talk to you a little bit about the Micah Parsons situation and Terrible Terry and some of the other things happened. All right, cool. So what do you think happens in Dallas? Do cooler heads prevail, and does Micah Parsons, I don't know if we call it succumb to the pressure or stay at home with the Dallas Cowboys, or do you really think there's some legs to him wanting to get the heck out of Dallas? And then the same thing applies for Terry as well. I have a feeling, at least my feeling is, this is posturing. This is guys who are unhappy in their current deal, and they're trying to work the system to get the best opportunity in front of them. I really don't think either one of these guys want to leave their current situation. Where's your head at?
No, my head is exactly where yours is at with this. I think this is posturing, but at the same time, I mean, we all know two things can be true at the same time. One, you know, we got these guys requesting to be traded, and they're frustrated and all that, and that it's posturing. But the other thing with this, that it just boggles my mind that we have two guys in McLaurin and Micah Parsons that are key ingredients to their team. Like, you don't have these guys on your team. If Jaden Daniels doesn't have Gary Terry, like that's a bad thing for Jaden McDaniels and that offense and that team. If the Dallas Cowboys don't have Micah Parsons, it's the same thing. It's a bad thing. It's a bad omen. Not that I am against watching Dallas Cowboys fans cry in their milk or their beer or whatever they're drinking. But you want to see these guys out on the field doing what they do, because they're two of the best at their positions in the entire league.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's bizarre, first and foremost, that you're going to let it get to this kind of level. And you know, with that being said, I put Trey Hendrickson in the same category too. Like, he's a guy that you need to have out on the field if you're the Cincinnati Bengals to wreak that havoc on the defensive side of the ball. Without Micah Parsons, look, let's keep it freaking real, man. The Dallas Cowboys defense had more holes in it than Swiss cheese did last year, okay? And if you take Micah Parsons off out of the equation, you have nobody getting after the quarterback. And therefore, that guy's just going to sit back there and feast on that defense even more. So, yeah, I think the way that Dallas has handled things in general with some of the biggest stars in the game over the years has been more than ridiculous. It's been more than ridiculous, man. And we know that money talks, and you know what walks. But at the end of the day, you got to sign these guys. You got to figure out a way to make them happy. And I wonder, you know, if there's any lingering effects. You know, if for some reason that by the start of the season, both of those guys don't have deals done, and including Hendrickson in there too, because, you know, and he's actually showing some good faith, and, you know, he showed up, right? Like, so you got to give credit where credit is due when it's applicable. And he's trying to go out there and say, look, I'm still a team guy, you know. Terry but Terry and Micah are kind of at a different point right now. They're almost like they're fed up, right? I think Trey Hendrickson was already fed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he was already – like, he went through this. And now he's like, all right, it's time to get back to work. And no matter what, I got to get my reps in, and I got to be here. So I think these things work themselves out. But again, I wonder what the lingering effect is from both of these situations.
Yeah, you absolutely have to wonder what the residual effects will be by not having Scary Terry and Micah Parsons there at practice, getting reps, building chemistry, just being there for, you know, leadership, all that kind of stuff. Because let's face it, you know, Washington's the Commanders are coming into this season with a lot of expectations, and you know, you could argue, you know, you get McLaurin back on the Commanders, you know, he's out there practicing now. You can argue they're the first or second best team in that division. And then you look at Dallas, and you don't have Micah Parsons. I don't think anybody's going to make the argument that, Dallas is better than Washington, or certainly that Dallas is better than the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. So these guys hold a lot of cards in terms of what they mean to that team and the success that can follow with those teams if they are out on the field. If they're not, then, you know, we got a different thing to talk about. But I don't understand any of these billionaire owners, and they're squabbling over millions with an employee, you know, and they sit there and complain, Jerry Jones and his son, you know, that, oh, this is all part of negotiations. Really? You want to piss off arguably your best player on the team? You want to make him feel like he doesn't belong there anymore, or that you guys don't want him? That's not very good business to me. So they have to do what they have, you know, these players have to do what they have to do, and I'm usually pro player. Go get your money. Do what you need to do. And for these billionaire owners to sit there, it just drives me a little batty. They sit there and they're complaining about spending all this money. I'm like, dude, you're a billionaire for a reason, and you know what good business is. How about you start taking some of that good business acumen that you supposedly have and apply it to some key players on your squad? And right now, the Washington organization and Jerry Jones in Dallas don't want to do that. And you just, like you said earlier, you just left scratching your head in terms of what are they doing.
You don't become a billionaire by wasting money and throwing it away, though, as well. It's all relative. At the end of the day, man, it's all relative. Whatever they do isn't going to affect them in any way. It's just a matter of them wanting to hold on to things a little bit longer and to act like they're in total control when we know that they're not. We know that the players are in more control in every league than they ever have been. And that's where you and I differ, because I'm still kind of a little bit old school in the sense of, like, you gotta earn your way, you gotta pay your dues, this, that, and the other. And I know we're talking about great players. Like, I get it. We're talking about game-changing type players. But I also will say this. They're all still under contract as we speak, and they're just not happy with their current contract. So I think that that's something that we need to include in what we're talking about. It's not like they're not getting paid. They are. They're just not – Terrible Terry's just not getting paid like a top 10 wide receiver like he was last season. Micah Parsons isn't getting paid the same way. You get what I'm saying. So, again, it all comes down to perspective. It's not like these guys don't have contracts. They do. They just don't want to honor their current contracts anymore. And that's where my mind works a little different than yours. You're in a deal for a reason, and you should obligate that contract. It's like you and I, man. If we're unhappy with whatever contract we have with somebody, we're not going and renegotiating at every moment that we can. You play it out. Like, there is that part of the reality, too, is that you actually have to play it out, and then you go on, and then you get your next contract. So I think that it's a little dicey in that sense, you know, when we're talking about millionaires and billionaires. Like, they're all getting freaking paid. It's just they may not be making exactly what they want to make at this moment in time, right? So at the end of the day, you were talking about billionaires crying over it. We're also talking about millionaires crying over it, too. So at the end of the day, they're both kind of babies, and they're both kind of crying, and they're both whining. And you know what? At the end of the day, we both know they're all going to get what they want at the end of the day anyway. So it's all a bunch of nonsense, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But this is reality. I also have this to say about the Commander situation. I don't think you go get Debo with the idea that you're going to lose Terry. You have the two of those guys, so you have this crazy 1-2 combo because neither one of them are going to be as good if they don't have the other guy, right? So that, to me, is the bigger part of this. Like, you need to explain to each other, like, we made this move so that you could be more effective, right? Like, so cooler heads should prevail is what I'm trying to say, Mike.
In the end, I think with all this, even though you and I kind of, it's like splitting hairs between you and me with this, but I do think, I do think that cooler heads will prevail in all this. And like you said, everybody's going to walk away happy. They're going to get new contracts, new negotiations, the whole thing. But it is still puzzling as to why it's taken this long with these kind of players.
Yeah. All right, brother. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf. And before we do what we do, which is called Parting Shots, I got to thank our guest that came on with us today, Flip Orley, comedian, hypnotist, good friend of mine, in town this weekend. One more show tonight, 6 p.m. at the Tempe Improv. Get your tickets, tempeimprov.com, or just look up Flip Orley and you can get tickets pretty easily. And then obviously got to thank J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, offensive lineman. We appreciate him so much, man. We love talking to him, and we're going to continue talking to him throughout the season. So look forward to watching him grow and just become a professional, man. It's really cool. All right, brother.
Right.
Parting shot time. You are up.
Party shot. Hey, party shot goes out to every Chicago Cub fan out there. We lost a good one the other day, and Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was the epitome of a professional athlete. He died way too young, 65, 66. But the guy was just a good human and a good ball player. Hall of Famer for sure.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, no, I grew up watching Ryan Sandberg, so I totally get where you're coming from with that one. Look, man, I got a couple parting shots too. First and foremost, want to thank our guests for coming on with us. They were spectacular today. So great stuff from Flip, great stuff from JJ Lippe. But look, I got a couple of them, okay? So first and foremost, my first parting shot goes to the Milwaukee Brewers, man. They're two games ahead of the Chicago Cubs right now. They're whooping up on the Nationals. A couple weeks ago, they were plus 4,500 to win the World Series. They're down to plus 1,500, man. So if you like the Milwaukee Brewers, jump on quick before it goes even lower. And then one final one. To all the people, just have a great day, man. Enjoy yourselves with family and friends, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.